Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled The Course of a Lifetime, was written by Tim Gustafson. There are different questions a young artist can ask, says singer-songwriter Linford Detweiler of electric folk duo Over the Rhine. One is, what must I do to be famous? Detweiler warns that such a goal swings the door open to all manner of destructive forces from both within and without. He and his wife have instead chosen a less flashy musical road in which they continue to grow over the course of an entire lifetime. The name Jehoiada isn't readily recognized, yet it's synonymous with a lifetime of dedication to God. He served as priest during the reign of King Joash, who for the most part ruled well, thanks to Jehoiada. When Joash was just 7 years old, Jehoiada had been the catalyst in installing him as rightful king in 2 Kings 11, but this was no power grab. At Joash's coronation, Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people that they would be the Lord's people. He kept his word, implementing badly needed reforms. 2 Chronicles 24:14 says, "As long as Jehoiada lived, burnt offerings were presented continually in the temple of the Lord. For his dedication, Jehoiada was buried with the kings in the city of David." The late Eugene Peterson called such a God-focused life a long obedience in the same direction. Ironically, it's such obedience that stands out in a world bent on fame, power, and self-fulfillment. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 2, and verses 13 through 16. Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years of Jehoiada the priest. The men in charge of the work were diligent, and the repairs progressed under them. They rebuilt the temple of God according to its original design and reinforced it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money to the king and Jehoiada, and with it were made articles for the Lord's temple, articles for the service and for the burnt offerings, and also dishes and other objects of gold and silver. As long as Jehoiada lived, burnt offerings were presented continually in the temple of the Lord. Now Jehoiada was old and full of years, and he died at the age of 130. He was buried with the kings in the city of David, because of the good he had done in Israel, for God and his temple. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us pursue you and your wisdom for our life, instead of the fleeting things of this earth. May our lives be a reflection of our obedience to you, and how following you results in a deep inner peace and security. Thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.